Right then, ladies and gentlemen, one knows, no, not one, you know, one is me. You know how much I like the new Prometheum album. I've liked the band anyway. And the new album, Bleeding the Ghost, is, they are going to teach me how to bleed a ghost. They told me they would, is a marvellous, I suppose, metal album, although it's got such a massive belt of melody. It is the best album they've ever produced. It is a huge step forward, or step up. And I've said so in print. And so I really wanted to speak to the band. And I was able to do so. Three of them anyway. And here are the shenanigans that ensued. Well, those who listen to this podcast, Steve Swiss Rambling Reviews, will know how much I love the Prometheum album, Bleeding the Ghost. Bleeding the Ghost. Yes, and if you haven't heard it, you really should. And I'm delighted to have three members of the band here with me right now. So I've got Dan and I've got Andy and I've got Ben. And hello to you all, gentlemen.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Steve.
Lovely to have you here, because I do love the album, and I've said it on print, I know I have, several times. So it is a fantastic metal album, but more than that, because of the melody in it. And I really like, I've liked Prometheum for years, but I think this is a real step forward, not a step up, but a step forward for you. How do you feel about the album? You must be absolutely delighted.
Go on, Ben. Oh, thanks. Yeah. probably straightforward. I mean, this is, although I've re-recorded three of the tracks on the last reissue, this is the first time I've done the full album with the band, and I mean, I've listened to them for years as well, because I only joined the tail end of 2018. And yeah, it's kind of seeing how Prometheum have gone from here to here.
Yeah.
It's been great to see it, and it was although it's tough at times, it was a fun album to write at the end of the day.
Do you think that's your influence? Do you think they're better because of you? Yeah. And only you?
Oh, of course, just me, no one else, it's all me. Dan wrote everything, I tell him to F off, and then I My influences are definitely there.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anyone else that's been in the band previously that has had my kind of feel in playing.
Yeah.
But it was a case of just bouncing off each other. So all our influences there. My influence is there. Dan's is the main influence throughout most of the album. We've got Andy's influence in there as well, with the solos and the leads. So it's probably the most diverse. I don't know, Dan, would you agree it's probably the most diverse?
I think we took a risk. The thing about it that we felt is that we went in and we obviously, you know, we've said to club that it was our COVID album, you know. It was my, you know, me and Ben got writing during COVID, we created it, did it, went back and forth, you know, and then finally you get back together, you know, in the September, but of course we've got gigs to do and we've got to break James in, who's the new singer, so we had to take a back step and then come back to it. But there was this concern in my head that we've written a bunch of songs that to me I loved and I was happy with. There was some fine tuning needed, and we needed that extra little bit of oomph, which we got when we got Andy and he was able to add his side. But there was this paranoia of, is it right, is it not right, is this, you know, like, is this too different? Because I'd sent it to a couple of people that I trust, that, you know, good friends of the band, close friends of mine. And there was a couple I'd sent earlier, like, recordings where stuff wasn't quite like, this gives you a bit of an idea. They'd been like, oh, right, that's a bit different. But I'd sent it too early where the little magic touches hadn't been added.
Yeah.
And then I'm sort of paranoid going, oh, God, oh, crap, oh, no, what do we do, da-da-da-da. And, you know, I think you were one of the first that sort of got back. You know, I'd sent it, you know, we got a few people that got it and, you know, da-da-da, and the reviews were starting to come in, which were all positive.
Ooh.
And I'm just like, it was super, like, more like, you know, you go, hey, man, it's great. And you're like, are you sure? You're positive. Have we done this right? Because I'm just a bit paranoid. But then the reviews start coming in, and, like, the reviews, like, 99% of the reviews, I think there's been about four reviews, 99% have been amazing, and there's a couple that'll be like, hey, just a great album, you know, it's a good album. Yeah. Where the rest were really going into detail. And those couple of reviews were the places who had always sort of said, I mean, it is a heavy album, there's a lot more melody, but they were like always the more heavier sort of reviewers sort of thing. It was like, has it taken, you know, they liked it, but it was like, it's different in a good way. It perhaps doesn't hit our things. I mean, I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I'm happy it's out. I really, really, and it was worth the waiting goal and all the pain that we sort of went through to do. And even though a couple of people sort of came and went during that, I mean, our drummer before we started Aiden, he left.
Yeah.
Because he had to do with Sony Records. He did that album. And then we had Stu, the drummer, he added so much in regards to helping us with the arrangements, which we needed because me and Ben were so close to stuff. And he helped so much that sadly he's left now, but Aiden's come back on board, which is great because we started writing for the new album already.
Great.
But then, you know, the final touch, you know, with James adding his vocals, which was his melodies and his influences, the first album he's done, brilliant. And then we get the joys of Andy coming in, who, and I always say, and I'm not sucking up, but he's gifted. He's got a great ear. He comes in, and it's quite funny because I always say the same thing. Andy comes in, he sort of talks about what he's going to do, and I've got this idea for a solo, and this is what I was thinking, and he tells a story from this and that, and he's always telling me this. And he's like, you know, so and then we had one of the first things he ever said, how'd you create your solos? I was like, I just fit as much notes in, and if it sounds as wanky as possible, then it fits. Whereas he's the opposite, and I do love that, but he gets this point of going, I've done a major and a minor, and I'm going down this melodic run, and he's like, all right, I just do shit and hope it sounds good. if there's enough notes and squeals, then it's right to me, sort of. What was nice was people were able to differentiate the sort of difference between me and Andy, and it was quite cool that you got that, you know, and you had these comments about the sort of two guitarists, and I really, really liked that.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. So Andy's been an integral part of it. What's cool now he's actually writing direct with us properly for the next album. So.
Fantastic. And how do you feel about that praise, Andy?
I don't even know I can top that. Let me go back a few minutes, though, and say you've absolutely nailed it in what you said. It's a real step forward. Mm. And we still play live some of the older material, and some of it is great, but it's really, really noticeable in the songwriting and the structure and how much more of a groove and how much more of a melody the new album has.
Yeah.
When you stand it up, when you play something from 10 years ago, something from, you know, this latest album, all of a sudden you're seeing an evolution of songwriting, of style, that I think it's still the same band and it's still got the same sort of sound, but it's moved on and moved forward so much. When I first came into it, I was I didn't really have songs. It was like pieces of music, and it was like that might be a verse and this might be a chorus, but because no vocal had gone down and things were still moving around quite a lot, Dan pretty much gave me a week or two's notice and said, right, I need three solos, I need them here, here and here, off you go.
Yeah.
So what you hear is pretty much that. It's walk into the studio, lay it down, perhaps do a couple of three different takes on it, and that's it. What you hear is guitar straight into the amp, straight onto the record, job done.
Oh, that...
No messing around.
Well, that's the immediacy of it is great, and I suppose it also, you know, you can't think about it too much. So, I mean, there's that phrase "lightning in a bottle," isn't there? And you know, people use it all the time. But that kind of knowing when you've got something is really important, isn't it? And I suppose, you know, with these songs, they really need that kind of immediacy. But the melodies are so fantastic that. There aren't a lot of, I suppose, metal bands, but in a way you're a hard rock band now, I think. You know, go on.
Dan and I talked a lot about this one because we're writing for the next album currently, and we're, you know, we're tracking demos and we're bouncing ideas around. And we were saying, yeah, what about a song a bit like this? And I'm not going to say the band, but it's one of Dan's favourite bands.
I think we know who that is.
So when you look at it, it's really, really heavy on the rhythm and the groove, but it's all about like the singer and the vocal and everything else.
Yeah.
And then when you try and translate that into Promethean, I'm like, there's so many different moving parts to what we do that everyone's kind of got their own little piece of the story that they're telling, and I really, really like that. Right. So we're not just sort of chugging away on a down-tuned B chord, to try and fit a rhythm. We're actively trying to get involved in the song, and everyone's coming in and backing off, and you know, it's hopefully never too much, just about enough to be like, oh, I want a little bit more. You know, it's that sort of vibe that we're trying to get with the listener, and if they get that, then awesome.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that it's kind of, you know, you know kind of where to go, really. You know, you've got a lot of other places to go, which is fantastic. You know, there's an awful lot of metal music out there, and to take a big step like this takes balls, but it really allows you to go places, and that's fantastic for the present and the future. And you know, I want to see this band do well because I happen to love the band. So for me, that was just great to hear.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think what you're seeing and you're hearing is a step in a direction, but you haven't seen the direction yet.
Yeah.
I think there's more of that to come.
Oh, that's great.
That's as long as Ben likes it, because he's very moody, we still, so we won't get into that.
Basically, Dan's written a song I'm not too keen on. That's all it is.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, you see, this is...
It's a bit more than that, Steve. We'll leave it there.
I gave him a hug earlier on to make up for it.
And then it hit me in the balls afterwards. we work together. We have a very professional working relationship.
This is what being in a band is all about, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, 110%. 110%. But I think that's the thing, like I said, is that, you know, with this, the thing that we sort of did, and we felt that the idea was that Ben, especially when I was writing, we always have the joke about deep down in stuff. Well, go, right, this is, I've come up with all this, here you go, da da da. And then we go and we strip it back and either we make it a bit more technical or take something away.
Yeah.
Usually with me, Ben will say, let's add a bit more. And with Ben, I'll say, let's take a tiny bit off. And then sometimes we'll just hum an idea and go, hey, that's the thing to sort of go with. And I think the thing was is that there was quite a few of these songs that we had where it's like, we knew this, did it? We didn't even know what the vocal melody would be. And then there was a couple where it was going, right, now we've really got to think this song. It was like, I think we were talking about it with an interview last night, and we were going on, they were asking about one of the songs, Catfish.
Yeah.
And Catfish was one of the ones that I sort of came up with the bulk with, and it was like, I want to do like a bit of an Annihilator style song, a bit of a catchy sort of like, you know, dead air sort of thing that's like,
yeah, yeah,
what Jeff Walker. And do that, but then when we came to it at the end, it was like, is this song actually gonna be right compared to all the rest? And then I came with a couple of lyric ideas, but then Jane came up with a melody, and it was like, wow, this now has taken this from, in a way, I won't say a filler, but a song that we were perhaps a bit unsure about, to this is really cool now.
Yes.
And it was the same with Manhattan as well. We did that. And, you know, that was the one song where it was like, is this a bit too different, a bit too out there? And then once you've added the vocals, you then added Andy's great solos and also some of the melodies that he added in, that we needed the melodies, but me and Ben were so close to it, we couldn't think of it. It was like, this is now taking this up a level for being sort of worrying, you know what I mean?
Yes. Like,
and I knew there was something there. I just needed some people with the additional parts. And the beauty is I've got an amazing guitar player with, got a great bass player, you know, an integral part of songwriting.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Even though he hit me in the balls at work today, that's not a problem.
I mean, I can understand
today,
it.
Aren't we?
Yeah, I've been nice. After they call me a git all the time and a shit, I'm trying to be really nice.
Can I also say how incredibly well lit you're looking today after looking like a ghost yesterday?
Yeah, thank you.
I'm looking like a ghost tonight.
But that's the thing. I think that's what we try and do. The one thing that I'll say with us, nothing is. We will never say nothing's a bad idea unless Ben says it's a bad idea. I like this new track. But we'll never do that. We'll always look at it and see what the ideas is. Do you know what I mean? And that's the thing about it, you know. And that's how things have sort of come and progressed and gone. And that's just what we're trying to do. But we're now trying to think about, we've done this, we've achieved this, we've had bloody great sales, and I mean, bloody fantastic. And it's influenced a lot of back catalogue, which we were doing well selling anyway, but it's pushed that to new people. And this has hit a different market for additional people who've never heard this before. which had been great. And now I'm sort of thinking, well, it'd be dead easy just to write another Bleeding the Ghost, but let's look about how we're going to sort of take it to the next sort of level now. Can we go a bit more heavier and add a, still keep the melody and do this, perhaps get a bit more technical? And that's sort of what we're looking at. But the main thing is, it's going to be all about the songs, that's it. And
so, yeah.
And what the beauty is with this band is we've all got such different influences. You know, Aidan's proper full-on hardcore metal, but also does like his Kate Bush. You know, Ben's your Killswitch Engage guy, and, you know, Andy's your Skid Row dodgy 80s guy. You know, Andy has got nothing past 2000 apart from the Bluey soundtrack on his phone.
This is true. This is absolutely true.
He wouldn't know. He wouldn't know any new album past 2000 if you asked him.
Whatsoever. I once bought a Slipknot album, but it was like in 2002, I think, and that was it.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair enough. But all this is working for you, isn't it? Because, you know, the...
Well, that's the important thing. But the thing is, we get on great as well. We have a good laugh.
Yeah.
There's never ego. There's never arguments. If anyone's ever sort of down with the thing, we create a nice, natural environment, especially in the studio, to get things going. I had a couple of bad days. Ben had a bad day. Andy just went in, just shredded. He was a dick. You know, and that's just how it works, sort of thing. You know, it's like, it's one of those. I mean, the funniest thing with Andy, and that I loved, was that Andy comes in, and like, Andy's the biggest... I mean, during COVID, I became proper gear hub, bought loads of stuff, took it all down to the studio, used nothing of it. Andy's the biggest gear whore there ever was.
Yeah.
He bought all this stuff. Literally, he's mine and him messages. You'd think he owned eBay, the amount of shit he bought. And he comes down to the studio with a really nice amp that he's had, that he's just bought, that's been customed, fantastic. A cheap, shitty guitar has the most amazing sound compared to, I've got thousands of pounds worth of stuff there. Just this beautiful sound, unbelievable. And then he says, just do us a favour, you know, hands me the guitar. I just want to go in, alter some stuff on the amp and just do it. And you're like, oh my God, that sounds amazing. I can't wait to play. And you start playing and you go, this sounds shit. Because everything, Andy's playing is in his hand. It's like, you wouldn't even know he used his distortion. You know, he plays loud.
Yeah.
He's so bloody. But he just literally, and it's unbelievable. And that's the cool thing about it. We vibe off one another, and that's the most.
Yeah.
And
one of the cool things there, you talking there, is that, you know, you genuinely are surprised and delighted by the people you have around you. And that you can kind of hear that comradeship in the album, you know, because you've gone places you didn't go before, and there's a really good feel to it. So, you know, that's really important.
Yeah, definitely. And the thing about it as well, we always learn something every time we go in the studio.
Mm.
You always do. You go, right, I'm not going to do that again because I messed up on that last time. And we realise this time where little areas where we went wrong, sort of thing, that'll make the next process better. But then we've got to think, how do we top this by additional things we're doing now whilst in the studio? But it's good because we always sort of learn from our mistakes, really. It's... You know, I hold a hand up, I'll admit where I've messed up and things like that. And we know now we won't do that again. This is what we'll do, da 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 da. And try and add something new and then wait for the next screw up that we'll then not do next time after that.
Yes. You know? But the thing is that, you know, you've gone out on a limb for the melody, which really has worked for you. And as you say, this album's flying off the virtual shelves, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's the cool thing. And it's like, that's what's nice to see, the people who wouldn't normally get the album but have done because they've heard a single or friends have got it, and then new people, like I said, have got it and then go, oh, I need to get the back catalogue, and then you're going, well, what do you think about it? And you're like, what? And you know, there's been so much positivity, but one of the things that I like is people have gone on about, I can see the journey.
Mm.
And I think that's important to see. You know, we've learned every time we've done something different and done it, and that's what I like, sort of thing, with it. But you know, like I said, we're now sort of like thinking, what's the next phase we're going to do and how we're going to do that, and then you're sort of thinking you want to progress and not do the same thing, but with the fact you've got good people around you, you know, the world's your oyster.
Yeah, and the thing is that, you know, I suppose I want just to ask Ben or Andy whether thinking of the next album and the success of this album, does it make you think, well, we've really got to hit something special next time? Does it add pressure?
A little bit, yeah. You want to make sure at the end of the day, you've kind of writing music for yourself. You want to make sure that you're enjoying it. You want to write stuff for fans and whatnot as well. So with all the good reviews you've been having and how well it's been selling, etc., there is that little bit of pressure because you don't want to go backwards. You know, you kind of want to end up carry on where you left off and just excel even more and just progressing forward.
Yeah,
I thrive off it though. I mean, I think when you look at the sort of ideas and the like the ability to bring something in as an idea, and you can come in with the craziest of things, and it can start working, where everyone kind of looks at it, inputs into it, and before long you've got it into a song, and then that's the song that you're thinking, how does that fit into what the album that we're trying to put together?
I think
when you hear the next one, I think you'll be really surprised at a few of the parts as to what the hell were you thinking when that came along.
Yes,
but it works, you know. It's a constant cycle. It's a constant evolution of things that we're trying to do to push ourselves a little bit further. The feedback that we get on it is really, really good. There's a quite a few things that when I was listening to the pieces of music, when I was trying to learn the album before it actually come out as an album, that I was listening to try and kind of decipher and decode, and it made me smile when I was figuring out what Ben and Dan had done. I'm like, that's really clever. And that kind of mentality still carries on with you. So I think you'll see other parts to different songs also follow the same sort of track. They might not sound the same, but there's always a little bit that you think, oh, I'm being taken in a different direction that I didn't quite realise I was headed in. And then I'm coming back again. It's never too far.
Yeah.
But it's always like that little cleverness. And that I really, really appreciate that. And I see that a lot in Ben and Dan's songwriting.
And then 8 months later, Andy realised he's playing that song live and wrong.
that is actually true. So, Steve, I'll tell you a funny story. We were shooting a video for Knives Out, and we were jamming it away on this big stage, and you'll see the video come out shortly.
Yeah,
because we shot it a few weeks ago. And then I'm literally blasting it out on this amp, and I've got this killer amp sound, and I'm playing away to the along to the CD, and Ben comes up to me and says, "You're playing that wrong." I'm like, "Oh fuck! I've been playing this at gigs. Like, what do you mean?" There's a cleverness to Ben and Dan's songwriting that you don't immediately get, and you think it's doing something, but it's actually doing something slightly different.
Yeah, and the great thing is that, you know, what is lovely is that, and I'm not sure you all realise this, but that you're constantly surprising each other with your music. That's the beauty of this, perhaps, that you love working together because you constantly surprise each other with the choices you make and with the talent you've got. And that's really rare. I do interviews all the time with bands, and that kind of feel is really rare.
And it's never trying to outdo each other. It's more like a respectfulness of like, that's really good.
Yeah.
That's a really good song. Or that's a really good lick.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's just a great album. I think it's doing wonders for you, and quite right too, because you've taken a chance with the melody, and I really admire that, and it really works for you. So, you know, and clearly you love playing together. That's a great feel. It's, you know, that you're having such a good time. Also, you know, it just extends to us. We can feel that. I can feel that. And that's really important. And it's, you can't manufacture that. It's great.
No, I mean, we've had, you know, there's been over the years, you know, over the 10 years so the band's been all over, you know, there's been a lot of members, you know, and sadly Rossi left, you know, like a couple of years ago, and he'd been from the beginning. And there's been a lot of members come and go, and it's always been used to progression. You get someone new used to it and get it going, and then whatever happens. But I couldn't be having more fun than what I am at the moment with the guys around. There's no bickering, there's no arguing, there's no, oh my God, he's a dickhead or anything. There's just literally, we're all on the page where it's like, hey, you know, no idea is a wrong idea. No one does it. Even if someone has a bit of a funny gig, which we, to be honest, knock on wood, we've not really had or anything.
Yeah.
It just works great, and we have a good laugh, and it's like, there you go. And it's like, right, how do we take it up a level next time? But it's like a real we just have a good laugh together. When he's dark humour, when it gets dark, it's dark. It's like Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I found new levels that I didn't know were possible. But the really cool thing is, like, we're all mates. I've known Dan since, you know, we went to school together.
Yeah.
I've known Ben a couple of years now. And there's all these connections to people that go back years. So it's not just a group of guys who are like some, you know, you play bass, you play drums, and we all collectively come together. We know each other, and you know, and we hang out outside of band stuff as well. So you get that vibe going with people where you can bring that sort of idea, and you can bring any part of your life into a song or into a rehearsal. It's just really, really cool.
Oh, it's brilliant, and it's great to chat to you, and it's great to feel the warmth of all this. And you know, I'll keep shouting about this album, Bleeding the Ghost, ladies and gentlemen. You must have a look and a listen to this. I'll keep spreading the word about this because it's a great album, and thank you so much for taking the time to chat to me today.
We will teach you how to bleed a ghost at some point. Well.
Please do. It sounds like a paranormal program which has had too many series. but it's a great album, and thank you so much. Have a lovely evening, and thank you very, very much for chatting with me.
Thank you so much, Steve. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Take care, lads. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, bye.